This is the Foodie on Paper podcast, where we talk football from your point of view.
Drama from day one! This is the league we want to watch!
Hello people, welcome to another episode of Foodie on Paper podcast. My name is Tayo Okunoga. And as usual in the studio, I have a few on you. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. What's good? How you doing?
I'm good, man.
Why are you laughing?
The way you shred, like you didn't know what to say to me.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, we haven't recorded in a bit. We have an excuse for that. We have reasons for that.
What are your reasons?
Certain man.
Are you crazy?
His team, we're not winning. So he wasn't coming to the studio. To come and record because he was.
I would like to maintain that that's a big lie.
I said certain man. I didn't say if he. I said certain man.
How many men are on this podcast?
Certain
I don't
man. There's Pere. You get.
I'm a professional.
There's Pere. Pere Tizard, but it could be Pere.
I do my job.
So certain man, you know.
I do my job.
He didn't come to the studio because his team.
Even though.
Kept on Ellen.
Even though.
You get my boy.
Even though.
Anyway, it's good to be back. We had some technical difficulties, that's why
you had technical difficulties. Me, I was clearly incapacitated because there's no reason why I will not come for recording. I don't know why you're laughing, please.
Anyway, it's all good. By next week, we'll start a new segment in this intro thing. It's called Ife's Irks. You understand? It's basically what happens to if you're during the week. It could be sports related.
I just want you guys to know that that name is conditional.
That
name is under advisement. So
what do you
if
mean?
If you have any better name, please at us.
If you irks,
you know what irks mean?
What?
You're a very upsetting man. Please continue this.
From next week. If you'll be talking about things that happen to him during the week, anything that it could be football related, it could be life related, anything within the first 5 minutes of the show, if he will say something, and it's basically if he's ranting. So because he talks a lot and he begged us for some time to do this, and then we accepted to do this. So congratulations if you have your part of the show, even if you talk too much still.
I don't know what he's saying because this is my show.
Oh wow!
And I run things here.
Okay.
So I don't need a segment because.
But you accepted it. You're doing it, Abby. Are you doing it?
I take everything with a good heart and I'll just.
In a crude way, is this like first if you get.
Can we just get on to the rest of the program? We have a lot to talk about.
Anyway,
I need to keep my energy up.
Still keep supporting the woman. It's a woman's month. Big ups to Lohi.
Yes,
she's busy right now, so there won't be Lohi's corner for a bit, but she'll be back soon. Mm-hmm. And then we celebrate all the women that listen to us and celebrate
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day as well. Yeah. Big ups to you guys.
And there might be another one coming up this month. We're not sure.
There's.
But we're here for all the mothers.
They deserve everything.
Take all the days.
Take all the days, man.
Ah.
Anyway, a break now. If he irks. Let's kick off the show. We kick it off already, man. Chalet segment, hot topics. You know where we're going to start?
I knew it was going to happen.
Hey! And still, the number one team in North London.
You're a shameless man. You're a very shameless man.
See, you cannot even come close. Let me give you, I have a stat for you.
I don't like your stats.
Arsene Wenger has won 476 league games.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many Premier League games these guys have won?
How many?
475. Wenger still has one over them. Oh God.
You can't come close.
That's just Wenger. Forget Arsenal. Wenger. Only Arsene Wenger.
Yeah. guys are dead guys. Now, what's going on? Like, they just leave them and Everton, man. The rivalry is not even.
Shit, no, shit, no, man. No. You're in shit.
I mean, we did lose to them at home, but I don't know if that was going to happen until I turn 15. Those exact same scenarios that losing to Everton at home till I'm 50.
So like another 25 years. Is that what you're saying?
This guy needs some proper cash injection to really ginger things. Spurs have tried in the department.
They've covered it at least.
Tough
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
But
for the other ones,
it's not about them. It's about you guys.
Let's
not talk about them. It's about you.
Let's talk about North London derby. Yes. As you said, momentum for Arsenal.
Yes.
Like they can build from this. Arteta spoke before the Olympiacos game that he's charging the team to win the next 5 games. They've won 2 now.
And he charged them well.
Yeah.
Because somebody came late. We have to talk about that first. Olorigbo with his shine shine Lambo, Abi shine shine. What I don't know what model that car is.
Why would you?
No. If you are coming late and your car is shine shine, you will answer queries. In your shine shine car, you came late. Mm. They saw you today.
Mm, yeah.
They saw him rolling. He's been following Bandana boys because he's been coming late once or twice. Because you know, the first time, the second time, the third time.
Yeah.
Thank God the boys were charged.
Mm.
If not,
obviously, it would be like double jeopardy for Arteta if Arsenal didn't win the game, because they'll say, oh, why didn't you play your best player? Why didn't you play your talisman, your captain?
But see, you know what?
He disciplined him.
I think sometimes discipline really has to come into play in all these football clubs, because it's from the small things to the big things, you know.
Yeah,
I was saying earlier that football, we tend to reward a lot of badly behaved men when they do things they should not do. I mean, I'm sure this one is timekeeping, but the next time it'll be something more serious, like breaking COVID protocol, etc. Do you know? And they just slap on the wrist and they move. You need to let these people know that because of your class and your wealth, you cannot just do anything and get away with it, you know.
Yeah, it was that kind of game that Arsenal could easily lose, you know, that play well.
They were losing to a world class goal from a world class man.
Oh, he's a world class man.
No, he's not a world class man, but he's a world class.
But you can hear a world class man for the type of game he had. I mean, Scott did not start, came on, scored a wonderful goal, and got sent.
Was doing bad things on the field. on the field. No, that guy.
I think this is his derby, the Eric Lamella derby. I think that's what they'll call it.
For sure.
Yeah, man.
I just feel like, man, he should have just, you know, cool his temper.
Mm.
They will say that it wasn't the second yellow, but someone I always say this, man. Don't give the referee an unnecessary decision to make. Look at where that yellow card was given, that area of the pitch.
Even himself, you couldn't say that was intentional. What he tried to do, like the elbow.
No, but I will still go back to this. I mean, recent memory, Dejan. I'm looking at you, bro.
What they call people? You know they play for your
Dejan club. Versus DCL. You don't.
How many years ago?
I don't care.
2018.
I don't care. I remember things. But no, let's talk about his goal, man. I think moment of individual brilliance. I think a typical Mourinho team would have, you know, held on to that and won the game.
I think Gerrard, they were not defending well. Like Arsenal were finding spaces, especially down the left. Bale wasn't tracking back, and then the extra CM did not even help us.
You know, the sad thing is, Spurs fans are not even too pissed about this loss.
Yeah,
they're just mostly pissed about the style of play, because they still expect things like this to happen, but they just want to look nice whilst you going up in flames.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess Mourinho, the only way Mourinho is going to be able to placate fans that want nice football is to win games like this, and he didn't win it, so rightfully now he's going to be under a lot of pressure because the gameplay was terrible.
So it's down to Mourinho, then, not the players, because I mean, he put the players on the pitch. He started the Bale, he started Son. Okay, unfortunately the Son went off. Kane was
obviously
on Lucas Moura
as
well.
That's going to be his press conference crutch, you know, that they lost Son so early. But I mean, they were gifted a goal by the person you brought on to, what's it called, to replace Son, and you couldn't hold on, and you gave away what? A very silly first goal, and then the second goal is a penalty.
Yeah,
that
dubious.
He's going to look back at that and think, what's his face? Davinson Sanchez, what a big fool.
Do you think it was a penalty?
You gave the referee a decision to make. God. People will keep looking and see, like, I always, like, it's all, just look at the context, non-threatening positions, and you just go and just. Sorry, where's the sweater? No, I have to say this word.
Okay.
Yes, you just go and you cock it up. not two non-threatening areas. You can say that up until that point, these guys had 6 shots, none on target. You can say, fine, they hit the bar, but the bar is still off target. Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that?
That was second half. Yeah, we've had some shots on target back then.
The great Mourinho teams, and I guess maybe that's why he's not going to stay here long. They don't do these things in those situations. That's the truth. They don't do that.
But when you say he's not going to stay here long, are you saying he's going to resign or they will sack him?
I don't know, man, but the marriage will end. That's the point. Besides, all it's all semantics. It's all semantics because they say Chris Wilder. We'll come to that, but they just say Chris Wilder left Sheffield. But semantics, man, yeah. I don't care.
Well, obviously, he was sacked. Same way Arsenal was sacked. There are some managers that you just have to give the respect.
It's just for the record, man. That's moving on.
All right, cool. For Spurs and Arsenal, do you think like both teams should just focus on Europa or?
That's their best bet of qualifying for Champions League. I mean, you can say that anybody that goes on a 3-4 game run now look very, very good.
Yeah.
But right now, which of these teams, looking at their next 4, 5, 6, do you think is going to go on that run? Especially considering the caliber of.
When Spurs did it, they won 5 in a row.
Well, now they've lost one.
Yeah.
I mean, they still look the more likely of two to qualify because
through the league.
Yes. Yeah. Through the league, but I think now you have to start. Managing your squad, looking at those cup competitions, because cup competitions are very funny in that it's basically maybe 3 or 4, it's even less games than your league games left. So if you can keep your best players fresh for those important games, you know, you do the job. That's what Chelsea did, I think, when they won the Europa League.
Yeah, it's all good. City cruising. Money in the air.
Bows.
You're a funny thing. Remember when it was halftime and you said that these guys will still lose 3-0? I was laughing.
What do you think?
It still happened.
Run from it. Dread it.
Bank on it.
Pep is inevitable, man. What's that thing that AJ Styles says? I am phenomenal. Truly, he's a phenomenal coach, man. And you can only just off your hat to the GOAT. I think maybe we already have a GOAT in Alex Ferguson, but this is definitely the GOAT Junior. This is the baby GOAT.
Yeah, this is next in line.
I mean, in a pandemic, for his team to be playing the way they are playing, everyone looking fresh, everyone playing well.
Rotations.
I mean, fine, you say they have money backing them, but my word, do you know what the amount of pressure that is on that man's neck and on all those players? Because they don't get paid to come second. They get paid to come first every season.
Yeah. And you can also say like kudos to the board as well for backing him, giving him players.
I mean, that's the highest wage, but also the most expensive squad assembled in Premier League era.
Yeah.
Not even for this season era.
Yeah.
So if you are just looking at it with, you know, just your side eye, who's going to come first? You see Man City.
Yeah.
Finally, there've been some slip ups here and there, and then last season they got really close. I mean, everyone going to say Liverpool were so
phenomenal,
but come on. For them to even take them all the way like they did, you just knew that this season was going to be something else for Liverpool, and they haven't been able to keep up. Worst title defense, yes, but I mean, everybody paid some compliments to City as well. I'm doing it, and it's paining me. They pay. What's that thing? He choke me.
It's all good, man. Obviously, they've won the league. They're favorites for the League Cup, possibly favorites for the FA Cup. Can they do the quadruple
every year?
I think that's the target. That should be the target for them.
That has to be the target for them, because I'm sure Pep is not looking at the League Cup and the FA Cup and thinking, we may come out of this one.
Yeah.
He's looking at all. The one he's probably scared of the most is the Champions League, because of the unpredictability of the draw and the fixtures itself. The reason why the Champions League is so hard to win is because you're literally playing champions from all over Europe, man. These are people that, you know, even they don't have that, sorry to say, that mid-table or relegation mentality where going into a game, you know, 1-0, 2-0, they feel like, we need to just lie down and let it happen. They're going to keep coming at you. It's never done until it's done in the Champions League. I mean, look at, he already had heartbreak with the Sterling 2 years ago, I think, Spurs, yeah?
No, last year.
The goal that wasn't a goal.
The goal that wasn't a goal? Oh, that was Aguero, yeah.
No.
Against Spurs now.
Against Spurs, yeah?
Yeah, that was Aguero.
Okay, that was Aguero, yes.
Yeah. But Sterling was clear cup miss against Lyon.
Yeah. So, you know that it's tough, man. I think it's going to be very... I think teams like City and PSG are overdue a Champions League. And who knows, man? Might be one of them this year to win it. Because the traditional guys are not looking too hot.
Yeah. OK. Okay, we'll see how it goes. You've spoken about them already, but like we still have to speak about them. Everton, this home form, man. What's going on?
What can I say? They're not good. They're terrible. I believe they are lacking. And you know, something that keeps happening to them every year is how Charlton enters the new year and then just disappears. Fine, he's shown up more this year. Mm. He's shown up more this year, but now it seems that his brother,
he's back now. He's got the last game.
Doesn't mean anything.
Last one from the start.
Where was he? Why in March, Tayo? Why in March?
Injuries, you know, COVID, everything now. You know, easy now.
So what's the plan? I mean, for some reason, Ancelotti wasn't able to get, you know, Moyes to really adapt to the team. And I feel like they could really use someone like him now, if not for anything, for his freshness and the ingenuity that he provides. Mm. He's a willing runner, and fine, maybe finishing is a bit off, but that can be taught, man. I mean,
yeah,
it's Carlos, Don Carlos, man. Mm-hmm. If anyone's going to teach that man how to finish, or that boy how to finish, it's going to be Don Carlos.
Yeah.
But I guess Carlos didn't have that patience, and the Premier League, nobody has patience. Hopefully, I think he's on loan, yes?
Who's that? Josh King?
Moyes?
Who?
Moyes King.
Oh, yeah, he's on loan too.
Yes. Yeah. Because so far, Josh King... PSG. Josh King, one of those guys they brought in to have that immediate impact, but I don't think that's happening right now. Mm. So they're going to be looking at that deal with one eye, you know. But
it's a 6-month deal.
Yeah, 6-month deal. Mm-hmm. So like, hopefully they can, you know, still try and garner something, small pride for the city, because so far Merseyside is taking blows everywhere, man.
Top four for them.
Top game. Still on. West Ham dropped out here. That anybody wants to enter.
You never know. Can they do? That's what I'm saying. I mean, if they get their home form right, because the way they are very good. So if they get their home form right, 27 points away.
Next question, please. You're wasting my time.
Chris Wilder has been sacked.
That's good for him. Clap for yourself, Chris.
Yeah.
Well done.
Some people are saying, like, no, it shouldn't have happened.
Why?
I mean, like, they thought, like, Sheffield should go with the Norwich route. And
it's not everybody that is allowed to do receipts. I'm sorry. That's just, those are the rules. I don't make it, man. It's not everybody that's allowed receipts. Mm. You should go to another school and go and do that exam. Go and do that fake course. It's done.
You didn't think, like, with everything he's done for them, you didn't think, like, he deserved another chance to start all over again?
He got his chance. He was almost in the job. He was in the job till this long. All clubs are not the same. The players right now just look lost.
Horrible. Like,
horrible, man.
Like they didn't finish night last season.
Yes.
And then the new signings, yes, none of them.
A few players have, you know, just disappeared. Lundstrom, I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
Fleck, I'm looking at you as well. Yeah. Boys have gone lost.
Because he has some injuries at back. Jack O'Connor, out for the season.
Some signings have failed to, you know, impress.
Yeah, Brewster. Yeah, very terrible player.
He choked me, but... Real, baby, why?
You keep on selling all these English pipes to other teams, man. And you're making heavy profit for me.
Shawny CC. What's that guy doing? Michael Edwards.
So what next for them? They will get relegated and they should start again.
Oh yeah, they don't have a choice.
You think Eddie Howe should take the job?
It'll be good for him.
Or just wait for another Premier League club.
He's been out for a while. I mean, the important thing is them being able to hold on to their talent. We don't know who's going to get picked off because of how the window is.
Tim Sherwood talked about...
Because really, man, a lot of some of these mid-table teams that you might expect to like have money to pick some players, they might not have money.
Lundstrom will probably sign a new contract.
Yeah, so yeah, some people are going to move on it free.
Yeah, this man, the goalkeeper, he said he's been playing well. Maybe another team will pick him.
It's very crazy, yeah, but like it seems maybe this year, some players that you'd expect to leave relegation clubs might not move this year because some of the clubs that will take them don't have the money to do that because of the squeeze on finances.
Okay. Let's see how it goes for them. We wish them good luck.
Wish them good luck.
They had a good spell. Quickly, other teams in relegation. Brighton got a very, very sweet win away to Southampton.
You know, they're one of my favorite teams. I love their kids.
One of my favorite teams. I love their kids.
That's not how I talk. That is not how I talk. Listeners, if you can't hear him, because he likes to laugh away from the mic because he's a big fool.
Now, why are you dissing me? Well, what did I do now?
They're one of my favorite teams, you know. I said, for now, because of you. Can you just imagine the nonsense? But I really like them, and I like, especially because of Glenn Murray, you know, while he was there.
Yeah.
Attractive goals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, quality player. Yeah. And they have a nice kit, man. And they play good ball. But they just seemed very unlucky.
They can't score.
Yeah.
But at least they scored two this game. I think they outdid their XG. I think they did what they were meant to do concerning XG. Yeah.
I think probably the unluckier team, I think, in Premier League this season is probably Sheffield first half of the season. For first half, you know, they were in there. A lot of games were on the wire, they would just always lose it. And I guess that's football for you in a nutshell, man. You play well, but you seem to get the results. Very results oriented, even if you want to play. It's a balance of tactics.
Yeah.
And I guess for Brighton, they haven't got to that balance yet because see where they are right now in the league. Hopefully they stay up and, you know, Potter gets.
This point will be good for them now because, like, Man City beat Fulham.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then what? They are now 6 points ahead. So I think 3 points ahead of or 2 points ahead of Newcastle.
Yeah,
it's all good for them. Man. That was the right track. It was a good win for them. But if they can get like maybe two home wins, because they hardly win at home, they can get like.
Mind
two
you,
home
I think with the way home. With the way the bottom of the table is going, it's going to take it. The points total to stay up this year will load that. Might be the lowest in the world actually, because everyone's still yo-yoing at the bottom.
Yeah. You think Fulham can beat the drop?
I can't really say.
So between Fulham and Newcastle, does, you know? Because like Burnley beat this thing. I think Burnley are safe.
I think
Burnley are 7 points away.
If Fulham were to beat the drop, it's probably Newcastle that would take their place.
Yes, lad.
Because those guys are looking bad, man. Bad.
That down to the manager, like injuries.
They were in a good place when they came up with Rafa. And they were actually playing very well. But I guess when things are not good from the top down to the bottom, man, I think Mike Ashley is tired of the club and
he wants to get rid, man.
They need an owner that actually loves the club and the fans love him. You want, because if there's synergy behind the scenes, you know, fine, you might have some bad results, but at the end of the day, it starts to show when there's, you know, good vibes and then there's good planning and everything's going well in the back room. It shows on the field.
Quickly, you're three to go though before we go on the break.
Well, the last two are full on. Thank you, guys.
So, fine boy, Scotty P, he's going down, nothing.
I'm on that, his jackets. Should get more jackets.
Is it because the bitch you get?
Oh, yes, obviously. This is putting on paper.
Okay, let's talk Serie A.
Angry Ronaldo.
We'll start with that, aren't we?
He doesn't like insults. I've noticed that about him.
But the insults? Why is it? I've noticed in that, like, when he, like, jars or, like, he doesn't do well in a big game, eh? The next game is always, like, one dead team that he will just score one hat-trick or something.
I mean, you say it's a dead team, but he still has to score those three goals. Fine,
he doesn't, though.
There was a penalty involved again in this
match. I mean, penalties are hard to score, please. Like,
yeah, they are hard to score. Yeah. But, like, nah, Juve must be really, really... I can't imagine how the people at the club, especially people behind the scenes too, you know, because now they even have people behind the scenes that have lost Champions League finals with Juve, you know, so they would have wanted to get to that final again to try their luck. And for them to go out so early, man, I guess it provides more motivation for Ronaldo going into the World Cup, I think, is next year.
Yeah.
So that's going to be very nice for him to, you know, win Champions League and World Cup in the same year. That would be very, very... That would be a nice way for him to end his career, you know?
Yeah.
So I guess everything is set up nicely.
But there's talk of him going back to Madrid already.
To do what?
To play football now. He ain't going to play football.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
He's going to take a pay cut?
That's what they're looking at. I mean, the rumor is that Juventus, if you bring 25 million, Juventus will sell.
Of course, no. The story behind the scenes of Juventus is they're a little bit, the weight of Ronaldo's salary is a bit much, especially considering how finances have been.
And then he has not given them what they bought him for.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, the hefty salary is only worth it if you see the results. And for them, the results is Champions League.
Yeah.
And now this year, Serie A is even in doubt. I mean,
Juve is in doubt. It's a little too late.
No, no, they have a chance now. They win every game to the end of the season. Have you?
We either lose it.
They are in with the shout. I love what this English saying, man.
Okay. It's all good. I was even going to ask you that, like, is it too late for them? But I mean, you have said that they're in within the shout, so.
Oh, soldier never die. Actor only die for food.
They're not winning anything. Let's talk about Pelo. Did he get sacked?
His first full season.
This is what this guy was sacked for. He even won the league.
His first full season as a
coach. A manager. Yeah.
How many years is he signed to?
I don't know. What? 2-3 years? I'm thinking. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Sarri was sacked in his first season, yes?
Yeah, and he won the league. But he got knocked out at this stage of the Champions League.
I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to say this for the record.
About what?
They don't sack him, now, Pasha.
You could say he's building a team in no moment.
God punish building. Sarri was out here playing ball. Won the league.
I don't think they actually liked his style of football or other people. They felt like it was too drab.
So basically what you're saying is it's Pasha. No, yes.
I mean, maybe they like Pelu's style now.
Pasha. Partiality.
So okay, if they sack him now, who should they go for?
That's their business. That's why I'm not running a football club. I'm working on a podcast.
You should know names now.
When they go carry Gasperini, Navi Gasperini, it's good for them. It's the style of ball they want. And they can go and pick some of his players
when,
for him.
When
easily.
he went to pick up the fumble button,
Inter. Second chance.
Yeah, okay, yeah. And true. You can look that.
Inter is a very unique club with managers. You know this.
Good point. I was thinking they should look at the Lazio coach. He hasn't signed a new contract yet, so probably maybe he's waiting for them to.
Inter has one of those big clubs that thrives on instability. I don't even understand the energy from them.
But their stability now, though.
They are playing well, but their owners are in dire financial situations. They could win the league and just start selling players, you know.
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah. So, I mean, and then Conte will leave. That one.
Definitely.
So they're back to. They're back to their normal selves. I think that's it.
A lot of football fans sometimes don't even understand how sometimes the amount of money that football clubs spend to maintain and winning cycles can be a bit unsustainable, you know. Low key. I mean, look at how much they've had to spend to just try and get Juve off their perch. I mean, you can say that they didn't spend.
They didn't even do well in the European competition.
Yes, exactly. Well. They didn't even do well. They came last
yeah,
in their group. Yeah. And you just. It's madness, man. What, Juve are going to win 10 out of 10?
What's that?
I mean, if all.
Things, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
If the table
yeah.
ends today, as like, yeah. they've been able to disrupt that, but,
disrupt not, that yeah.
but at what cost? And is it sustainable? And I think, sorry to come back to my own club, but the prayer that my owners have, even though now they are looking like stingy guys, you know? Stingy men. Stingy Nigerian men. Sorry, shit to us. They are not spending money, but they are under, but they are hiding it under the guise of sustainability. And I assure you, if Inter were to, God forbid, because I love to have them around, they're sexy. If they were to, you know, go into serious financial trouble, they'll definitely be put up there as an example of why you shouldn't spend so much money in one go to try and, you know, win trophies. And obviously, Leeds from before are also a very good example of that.
You can't blame them, though, because they didn't predict the pandemic.
You have to be prudent in business. And I'll tell you this.
Inter.
But Inter. No, because I see a few similarities between myself and Inter, and that, you know, they are very historic club. They want to get back to their winning ways, and the fans just want it now. But if you want it now, you're going to have to make some sacrifices. There are some cons that come with now. That's just it, man. So, they might win the league this season, but what?
Why is it might? They will win the league.
But at what cost? That's all.
Okay. But I mean, they should still be able to like keep key players, yeah. Or actually just sell one of Lautaro or Lukaku. Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at the already established hierarchies in some of these other leagues, apart from maybe Man City, all of them are like fairly sustainable ventures. You know, they make money for the club. That's why they part of the reason why they're able to be so successful is because the club is profitable, is making money. So, and Barcelona, of course, this one's like deep debt. God in heaven, they are owing hard. I don't even understand how a club with their stature. And there's going to be an inquest on that. It's all linked, man.
Money. Yeah, it's football. Right. Football.
Carry on.
Lastly, Roma lose touch.
Yeah, they finally started underperforming their XG, I guess. No, but for a while now, they haven't been creating the quality of chances they've been creating recently has dropped off.
Yeah.
And they've still been, you know, managed to scrape one or two wins here and there.
Is that because of the Europa League, you know, players being jaded? Thursday, Sunday football.
Thursday, Sunday is never ideal. I mean, they already play on Sunday most of the time, but Thursday, Sunday is just terrible. Mm-hmm. It does. The way you feel like you're getting an extra day of rest by not playing on Saturday, but you're really not.
Mm.
I'm sure players would rather play Wednesday, Saturday than even play Thursday.
Yes. Yeah.
Thursday, Sunday, man.
Yeah.
It's just not ideal. Mm. And also, Edin Dzeko just hasn't been as influential this season as he was in previous seasons.
Mayoral is their main striker these days.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, you're starting to see him bench a lot more, which doesn't really, you might want to see maybe an end of an era, I don't know. I've also seen links of him being, him being linked to Juve.
Mm. No, that was early in the season.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll do that deal. We'll see how it goes.
I mean, we can't say for sure because
you never know.
Because of the whole Ronaldo back to
you never know. Yeah,
it's possible that Juve, because of the pandemic, you know, they are really, you know, when you give somebody, say, I will give you that money now, but then the money never show yet to give out. That's what's happening right now with Ronaldo, because you promised this man wages that are dependent on you making money in a non-COVID world. All of a sudden, COVID has come to hit you.
Yeah.
Now it's looking very
bleak.
The finances are affecting football more than ever now within this time.
Okay. The question asked about Tottenham and Arsenal, I'm going to give you for Roma as well. Should they focus on the Europa League in order to finish in top four?
People are focusing on this Europa League.
I mean, it's
only one person that is going on.
Yeah, it's an incentive. You understand? I mean, what should they? Should they?
Well,
I mean, because they won the first leg, I forgot who they played now. They beat, whoever that team is, 3-0. No disrespect. Yeah, where should they put their, what's that one, their eggs?
I think they can still try and go through the league.
Mm-hmm.
They should just,
They're third now, or they're fourth?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think they're different from where Arsenal and Spurs are on table, so okay. I think they should still just try and balance it out. Don't put all your eggs in that one league basket, but then just try and make sure that, you know, you still have Europa League as an option, just in case the league gets a little too tough. And I mean, I'm going to have to look at their fixtures to be able to, like, say conclusively whether or not they can make it to the league, but they should. I think they have the squad to do it.
Okay, that was good for a broker. Let's talk La Liga now. Atletico's form, it's been going down for a bit.
I mean, down.
I remember, was it how many episodes ago where we were saying that 10 points ahead with 2 games in hand?
Get into the groove, baby.
Everything. And if Barcelona win on Monday, they'll be 4 points behind. And we wrote off Barcelona and Real Madrid.
Enjoy out.
I don't know what you're doing, man.
Enjoy your own Atleti.
Atletico Madrid.
They just like to embarrass me. So this special number is dedicated to them.
Yeah.
Especially because why would you make me like a fool? A clown. In front of the internet.
It's football. Just
no.
Football.
On as the young kids say, you know. Mm. I said in front of the internet. On Beyonce's internet, you are embarrassing me. But what's going on now? The goals considered column is starting to
increase,
and the goals for is not exactly going up at the same rate as well. First of all,
they consider last minute to Real Madrid.
I don't say that, you know, this their little issue with their neighbors in their cities causing problems, but
man, 10 points.
Psychologically, man, they would have loved to win that game against Real Madrid.
Okay.
I know it's just one game and it's 3 points, but man, they seem to have something.
Let's talk before that game.
Okay.
They dropped points to Levante. They played Levante back to back. I think Levante was one of their outstanding games. They drew in Levante's home and then they lost 2-0 at the forgetting the name of their stadium now. Like, it's games like that now that you should just use to solidify your stance. You understand? Like, at least win one. They didn't win any. You get they lost ground there, you can see. Okay, then we go into the Madrid derby. You lead for a while, then 87th minute you concede. that's not a Simeone team. You understand? Or is it, is like you said, is that problem, that Madrid problem, that, you know, Sergio, since that Sergio Ramos team?
I mean, they, under Simeone, they haven't exactly been the best in derbies normally. So you could see why that game was hyped up for what it was. You know, they had come out of that game with 3 points. You just felt like, this type is done.
Is this down to him always keep putting them as underdogs? You understand? He never like bigs them up, but to say, you know what, let's chase this. He keeps on saying, oh, don't worry, we're not as big as Madrid or Barcelona.
Do you want him to lie? I mean,
no, it's not about lying now. It's about how I put it up. It's about like I should be talked about as well. You know that kind of thing. Okay, like it should be a top three. Do you get my point? Instead of a top two, instead of Barcelona or Real Madrid will win the league.
I think Diego Simeone recognizes where his team is at in the league. I mean, after Barcelona and Madrid, there's a huge, and it's not even.
Okay, there's quality in that team. There's enough quality in that team.
The way
he talks about the team, talks about
relax
like,
now.
Half sticks.
There's a reason why Diego Simeone is the highest paid manager in the world, I think, right now. Because to be honest, Atletico know that a manager of his caliber, they might not be able to get another one if they do let him go. And that's true because of the kind of club they are. I mean, they wouldn't be paying so much out of pocket if they were.
I don't understand.
Do you think that?
So they are okay with him just being there, being the side guy.
They're not okay with him. They're not just okay. They know that he's the person that's going to take them to the next level, you know, because he's won stuff with them before. And they feel like he's the man to win them.
How many years has he been there now?
It's been a while. It's not about 10 years.
Yeah.
I think he's done a good job with them.
Yes. But my point is, he keeps on being stuck at this. You know, there's a progression, obviously. They have progressed. Like, Atletico on the world map in terms of football. You understand? You will call Atletico top 10 clubs in the world, you call Atletico. You get. He has done that. That's very good. My point is the next step. Now they're stuck there. And it's like he likes it. You get my point?
Did he tell you that he likes it?
If he's showing now. He's showing in the results, man. He's showing.
You seem to be privy to behind the scenes that we don't know about. But I don't like the way you're coming for my prediction.
I'm coming for him. And I've been coming for him since last season.
Oh, wow.
You can't tell me that. You sign a player for how much? Felix for over 100 million euros. Playing nonsense.
Has he performed?
Saul is playing left back, right back.
Wait,
how is that? What is happening? Like, what's going on? Saul is one of your key players, man. You're playing him left back, right back, wing back, someone. What's that? What's happening now?
I'm hoping that they still win the league and vindicate my prediction because of how.
That's what you're just thinking about yourself. It's just yourself, your prediction.
Will
they win it?
The fans. The FOP fans don't see me finish. Prediction also they enter this day, so I need something to come through. That's the truth.
They win it? Can they still?
I feel like they should edge it just because of how unconvincing Madrid and Barcelona look now.
Who is more convincing?
No. Last year, I felt like Barcelona were going to win the title. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But then look at what happened with Madrid after lockdown.
Restart.
But hopefully there isn't going to be any major breaks or anything. So you feel like if they should continue in the same rhythm, they can do something.
Okay, we'll see how it goes. I mean, if they get out of the Champions
League. And also what's going to be very important as well is top three clubs, where they are in the other competitions as well.
Yeah, that's well.
Because Barcelona are out.
Yeah.
And you know they're going to want to end the season on a high.
Mm-hmm. And they found like a purple patch.
Yes, and their players are going to be fresher as well because, you know, no midweek fixtures and all that. And if it's Messi, is a problem. There's a reason why we call him the GOAT. That man could win the league with 10 broomstick figures. Okay, that's a bit of a stretch. But, I mean, phenomenal. So, I think that's the one thing they have to look out for is that Barca that are not in the Champions League anymore, that are down, you know.
So, if they don't get through in the Chelsea tie, they should have a good chance now.
Well, I don't think nobody in their team right now is thinking, let's lose that game. Because, obviously, they've been there before. I think they've been there twice.
What?
Under Simeone.
Twice I don't understand why he's been the
finals.
Twice in the final.
And they've lost to both. Yeah. So I'm sure they are keeping one eye on that competition as well. Simeone is going to tell you that he's going to try and win every competition under his belt. Now, if you ask him to pick one, so not under his belt, under his purview, but if you ask him to pick like one competition to like say, oh, if he had to pick one to win, I don't think he'd be able to pick one, but I'm sure he would just, in his mind or minds, Champions League.
Okay. Madrid, they left it late to beat Elche 2-1.
Those ones, I never know what to expect with them, and that's the truth, man. I think people were tweeting after the game, Benzema rescues Madrid again. It's getting kind of shameful, man. Every time they need rescuing. You're a big club, you shouldn't be needing rescuing on a frequent basis. That's worrisome. You need to be, people need to be getting rescue from you.
Is it from you?
Yes. That's why you're a big boy. During the glory years, they were beating teams 5 goals, 6 goals. Ronaldo was getting hat tricks every other game.
They're getting results. Can you blame him? Players are not playing well now. Vinicius is dead. Terrible player.
I don't know how many years it's
Hazard
been.
Hazard is not.
I don't know how many years it's been, but I think some of these younger players that were bought for huge sums of money, Madrid might have to, you know, start shopping them out.
To who?
Nobody asked them to buy them for those amounts of money. So they have to do. Yeah, you know what? Florentino Perez has to do what he does best, business.
Okay. We'll see how it goes. Normal things happen in the Bundesliga. Okay, yeah, Leipzig dropped 2 points, but that was expected. I mean, they always do this. So, Bayern now. You're not saying anything.
What do you want me to say? Later night, they call it a Farmer League now. Boys start complaining. No disrespect to farmers, please. They feed us, and they're the reason that I'm here today, because they don't bring food come, we don't go feed chop.
Yeah.
But why? Mm. Why it's moving like what's it called? Days of Our Lives. Gardner's Daughter. Around the same time every season.
It's
no, let me call it how they call it. Like the Nigerians say, seasonal film. Is come to the mic and laugh. Don't go far away, please. Seasonal film, because why the same familiar hiccups here and there, always allowing the protagonist to just come through and just, you know, save the day like they normally do. How many titles now in a row, Tayo?
10? Is it 10 or 9? I think 10. They won 10 now.
So this is going to this is going to be the 10th one now.
This is like the 11th one
for Bayern.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I don't think it's up to that now.
I can't remember.
Because the last team to win the league, apart from them, was Dortmund. Yeah,
2013, right? 2012-2013. Oh, no. 2011-2012. Yeah. That's last time they lost the league.
Blessing at 10, eh? Well, yeah, basically, we've been watching the Bayern show for 10 years straight.
And they've been renewing this team. They've been renewing their contract, you know, season after season.
Oh, act or not, they die, bro. True, act or not, they die.
Yeah, well, it's all good. It's all good, man.
Chicken, know they cry for night.
We didn't big up Kelechi, man. Got a hat trick today.
Well, I was going to say that. Why did you steal that from me?
I didn't steal it from you, man.
Yes, you did.
It's on the script. It's right there. Like, it's written.
Anyway, shout out to my boy Kels, you know. Yeah. I think Maguire finally returned slippers. Because, you know, that was a dead joke. I'm so sorry, guys. Because I know this guy was going to clown me about this once we stop recording, but like, man.
They're humble.
Big ups to him, man.
Yeah.
Hat trick, no PK.
He's been scoring now. No Jamie Vardy. I think Jamie Vardy has scored, what, 14? 15 games?
You know, Jamie Vardy in his old age now has turned to a provider of assists. I think he had three assists today.
Three or two?
Two.
Yeah.
Well, I think I heard three, but it could be two, could be three.
Yeah.
We'll leave that to the numbers, boys. But wow, Kelechi, man, I'm so happy for him, especially because for a while it felt like at Leicester
it wasn't fancy.
It was the Vardy way or the highway, man. Nobody, the managers were not just interested in playing him.
Very fun.
Because at some point it felt, you know, that word.
Yeah.
Vardy went through some very poor spells, you know, and Vardy's even going through one of his poorest spells right now. That's what's even made Kelechi even get in the team at this point.
I don't know, injuries made Kelechi get into the team. Trust me.
Because you feel like somebody else has still played instead of him.
Yes, though. He will play Madison and Barnes over Kelechi.
I think sometimes that's why you have to, like, you know, if you're as a football player, you kind of hope, nobody prays for players in their own team to get injured, but you kind of want for, you just want to get your chance.
Yeah.
And if it comes through someone getting injured, then so be it, man.
I mean, they can't bench him now. No, he's putting in numbers. So.
He's unplayable.
You think he should be our number nine?
Also, can I just say, special mention for the goal, Ndidi to Kelechi, man. Six-seed goal. Nigerian connects.
Why you know the special mention, your L's?
Green, white, green for life.
That was how many weeks ago? Why you know the special mention, your L's?
Were any of these L's facilitated by Nigerian men?
Yes, sir.
Which ones?
Ola Aina kept the clean sheet at Anfield. Quality player. Quality left back.
Shout out to quality Ola left back. Was tossing there.
Yeah, Adara Bioyo. Yes. Boys,
you know, they He choked. Shout out to the boys, you know, doing well. Hopefully they can bring this form to the continent.
Quickly before we go, are you going to beat Wolves?
Yes, now. It's short for me, oh. This one don't choke me. Mayday, see. I come with my real team. 30 VG. Oh, God. Ah.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Bye.
Alright, so you can follow us at Footy on Paper on Twitter and Instagram. That's at FOOTYONPAPER. So if you like what you've been listening to and you want to, you know, just interact with us, I know, get logged into our regular content, our competitions, everything that's going on with Footy on Paper, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Footy on Paper. And if you want to also place an ad, you can send us an email at thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. That's thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. Also, you can send us voice messages on any of your preferred platforms. The link is there, so you can just record a little something and just send to us. Cheers.